Now, we are talking about being effective in our teaching as a eldership council. So let's begin with this statement: develop a clear, articulated strategy for teaching the Word of the Lord, the Bible. Let me repeat that again because it's very important. Develop a clearly articulated strategy for teaching the Word of the Lord, the Bible. In other words, as a group of elders, you need to be in full agreement about what your philosophy of teaching is. How are you going to go about doing this? You need to know what you're doing and be deliberate about it, to have a very clear philosophy of how you will feed God's people, and the people in the church should know what you are doing and what to expect when they come on Sunday morning. Have, first of all, a passion for teaching God's Word effectively. Have a passion for teaching it effectively. The world has a passion for its teaching. If you look on TV, if you look at movies or magazines or advertisements, the world is passionate about its philosophy. Godless secularism is being promoted constantly through these media. We need to have that same kind of passion for teaching truth and teaching the gospel as the world has for teaching its secular, godless philosophy. The thing is that in the world, they're very, very effective. They have movies. They have the internet. They have so many ways to influence our thinking and to reach to our young people. It's actually frightening. They're very effective in what they do. We need to be effective in what we do for God and teaching the church and teaching our young people and preparing for the next generation. So let's have a clear plan what we are doing. We know what we're doing, and the people in our church know what we do. I've talked to many people about their Sunday morning preaching, and this is what I hear all the time. It's not relevant to us. I can't take it on Monday morning and use it. It's not really scriptural. So much of the teaching is just really pathetic. It's just stories or sweet thoughts. J. Campbell Morgan said that sermonettes produce Christianettes. I don't even know what a Christianette is. But his point is just Sunday morning, 20-minute little thought from heaven, something to encourage and help the people throughout the week. But we have a greater goal than that. Our goal is the Word of the Lord. Amos said this: the people are suffering from a famine of the Word of God. And that is true in many churches today. There is a famine of the Word of God. When people come to the house of God, when they come to meet together, they should hear the Word of the Lord, because we have great truth to communicate. So we need a plan. And we need to promise our people that when they come on Sunday and when they gather together, something will happen in which they will meet with God and they will be taught God's Word. And will be taught it very effectively and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Here are some things you can promise the people. Here's what we do in our church. And everyone is clear about this, what they'll expect on Sunday morning. First, regular, systematic, expository Bible teaching. This is our philosophy. This is what people expect. This is why many people come to our church, to hear the Bible expounded in a systematic, regular way. Take, for example, the book of Romans. Think of what a powerful book the book of Romans is. Probably the greatest philosophy book ever written. The book of Romans gives us the entire Christian message and the gospel. Plus, the second half of Romans gives us every aspect of living the Christian life. Christians should know the book of Romans. They should come to the church and they should be taught by competent, gifted people the book of Romans or the book of 1 Corinthians. These are the great teachings of the Word of God. What about the book of Genesis? How important it is to teach that. So, systematically taking a book of the Bible and teaching it in an effective way. Now, this doesn't mean you can't have topical series, but even topical series need to be built on expository Bible teaching. So we expound the Word in any particular topic that we are teaching. Everything is built on the Word of the Lord. Not on what we say. We don't have anything to say. We come to hear from the Lord. So this is important that you know what you're doing. And one of the best things you can do for your church is teach them the very words of God. Teach them Holy Scripture. You cannot do better for your congregation. It is truly feeding them the very words of God. Second, clear, challenging, well-prepared, easy-to-understand messages. Very often when students leave Bible school or seminary, they give people scholarly presentations, like as if they're teaching in a classroom. We need to remember that most people do not know the Word of God very well. And so we need to be sure that we're reaching the people and we're speaking to them and they can understand what we're saying. And it's not boring or laborious to even listen to. And so we have guaranteed our people, and we ask our preachers to do this, that the messages are clear, that they're challenging to the people, they're well prepared, and they're well outlined. So people can come, they get an outline put in their hand in the bulletin, and they can understand the message, and that the message is relevant to them. This is so important. And also that the people know the teacher has studied and spent the time, and the messages are prepared, and that they're accurately representing the word of the Lord. In other words, it's credibility. When a teacher has done his homework, he brings credibility to the message, and people have trust in it. This teacher has studied. He knows what he's talking about. There's some authority to it. There's the power of the Holy Spirit behind someone who knows the word of the Lord. Then third, provide relevant, inspiring application of the word of God for the 21st century. Now, we're to teach the Word of God accurately. We're to present the Word of God, whether it's through systematic, expository Bible teaching of a book of the Bible, or whether it's topically, based upon the teaching of the Word of God. It needs to be relevant, and it needs to be something that Monday morning people can put to work. It also needs to be applied to lives. So it's not just giving information. It's not just laying out a nice, clear outline, which we will talk about later in this series. So important to good preaching. Clear outlines that people can follow. But the Word of God must be applied to real life situations. And it was meant for that. It was meant for people to understand and to apply to daily living and to what they do on Monday morning and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday and Saturday. All week they are to live the Word. Well, we have guaranteed our people that the Word of God will be applied, and that the teachers of our Sunday morning teaching will give them relevant application. When you apply the Word of God is when you strike with lightning, you move the conscience, you move the heart, you challenge the person. People should feel a sense of conviction when they hear the Word of the Lord. So we have asked our teachers, be accurate in your Bible exposition, give good illustrations, good outlines, but we are expecting on a Sunday morning that the Word of God will be applied to the lives of the people, shown to be relevant in every aspect of life. The Word of God is relevant. It's so important that we understand the application of the Word of God so that people are moved by the Word of God and not just absorbing information. It's not just information, it's transformation. We want lives changed. We want the church to grow. So we must apply the Word of God so there's real transformation. And then fourth, we promise on Sunday morning, particularly, that the gospel will be preached. You can invite your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and after we are done expounding the Word of God and teaching, we will present the gospel. There is no portion of the Word of God that you cannot present the gospel. Now, I hear Bible teachers say, well, I'm not a gospel preacher. I'm just a teacher, not a gospeler. Well, if you can open the Bible without giving the gospel, then you have some kind of serious problem, because the Bible is the gospel. Every portion reveals God and His salvation and man's need.